It is Tuesday, so that means it's Take Control Tuesday with Mansa Musa from moneysmartlife.org. And Mansa, we are beginning in earnest our series on credit cards, and today is a doozy.
Yeah, today we're going to talk about 7 bad credit card behaviors.
Okay.
Before we get into that, though, let me just refresh people's memory about what this series is going to be about. We're going to do a deep dive into all aspects of owning a credit card, the benefits, the pitfalls, the strategies you can use to improve your life and your lifestyle with credit cards, and also how to stay away from the nightmare of credit card debt. But let's talk about the 7 bad credit card behaviors. The first one is carrying a balance. If you don't pay your balance in full every month, you incur interest charges, and credit card interest is ridiculous. It's a usurious, in my opinion. It's up in the 20% range. So you don't want to carry a balance. You want to pay your balance in full every month. And the best way to do that is don't charge what you can't afford to pay for.
Exactly.
The next bad credit card behavior is chasing rewards. You know, you can get travel miles and gas and a whole bunch of things off of credit cards now, cash back and et cetera. But if you chase rewards and throw your spending off or you start carrying a balance, you're not saving any money. Accumulate those rewards in your normal usage. Don't chase them and mess up your finances doing that. The third behavior is ignoring your credit utilization ratio. We've talked about this many times, but 30% of your credit score is how much of your credit limits on your credit cards that you use. So you need to be aware of what your limits are, and you need to be aware of how much of it you're using month to month. The fourth bad credit card behavior is not considering it real money that must be paid.
That's a big one, right?
Absolutely. It's so easy. You just put it up there, right? But it's real money. You've got to pay it. So treat it like that. The next one is ignoring your interest rate. You know, right now in these inflationary times, your interest rates will be going up on your credit cards. Don't ignore that. Know what they are, especially if you carry a balance month to month. If you don't carry a balance, it doesn't really matter what your interest rate is because you'll never be charged one. The next bad behavior is ignoring your closing dates and your due dates.
It's
important to know when your credit card closes and when the due date is. Those are two important dates because they affect how much hits your credit card balance every month, which is then reported to the credit bureaus, which then affects your credit utilization ratio. So beware of those. We'll be going into that in a little more detail on some future broadcast.
Okay.
And the final and 7th bad credit card behavior is not having a credit card in the year 2022.
Come on.
You cannot get by without
a
credit card and a properly managed credit card. Yeah. So those are the 7 behaviors. You can find more information at moneysmartlife.org or check out the archives at Take Control Tuesday.com.
Perfect, Mansa. Thank you so much.
Thank you.